President Obama is back from a five-state tour pitching his message of government reform that he delivered in his State of the Union address. But is it a message that'll play well in the president's campaign for re-election? Here with us now, Paul Brandis, the White House correspondent at West Wing Report. And I guess you could argue, Paul, that the president really does seem to be in campaign mode now with this post-State of the Union tour.
Well, no question about it. And in fact, the State of the Union itself, let's call it what it was. It was a campaign speech, no doubt about it. And the president, as many presidents do, went on the road immediately after the address. And no coincidence, he hit several swing states on the trip, among them Iowa, Colorado, where unemployment is below the national average, but also Nevada, which has the highest unemployment in the country, 12.6% because of the housing bust. So that is a swing state. And then also in Michigan yesterday, where he was talking about college education, Michigan is a very interesting case. I'm not sure that a lot of folks realize this, but the unemployment rate in Michigan has really just dropped like a stone. It peaked, according to the Labor Department, at 14% in the summer of 2009. As of December, 9.3%. So it is that's still above national average, but considering where it was, it has really come down quickly. The president, no question, going to take credit for that because of the bailouts of General Motors and Chrysler. So he can definitely point to some progress in some parts of the country. Other parts, they'll continue to struggle.
So I guess you can say that the president picking out those particular states is sort of highlighting where the country needs to go and where the country still has some work to get done.
Well, that's true. And when you talk about work that still has to get done, the White House is probably happy with this headline number on GDP yesterday, 2.8%. annual rate in the fourth quarter. That means that the pace of the recovery has now grown for four quarters in a row. There have been 10 quarters now of growth itself since the recession ended. But if you break that fourth quarter number down, though, a lot of that 2.8% growth was from companies replenishing inventory. In other words, they're putting more stuff on the store shelf and that kind of thing. It does not mean that consumers, who are two-thirds of the economy, are actually consuming more. So it's very possible that a stronger growth figure could be reversed in the fourth quarter. Spending is up, but that's only because folks are dipping into savings. It's not because their incomes are going up. So there are underlying problems here that could cause problems for the White House going forward in this election year. And, you know, as long as we're talking about this election year, the Fed's forecast this week was not encouraging. They say they're going to keep interest rates low for another 3 years. They've kept this Fed funds rate, by the way, at this near 0% rate since 2008. And so nearly 3 years, more than 3 years already, and it really has not done all that much. And they also say, by the way, that the unemployment rate on Election Day, the one data point that people pay attention to, will probably be in the 8.2 to 8.5% rate. It's 8.5 now, so they're suggesting perhaps a very tiny drop in the jobless rate by November, and no president has won re-election with the rate even approaching that. So that's bad news for the president.
All right. Thanks as always, Paul. That is Paul Brandis, the White House correspondent at West Wing Report. You can follow him on Twitter at West Wing Report.